Hello there. Wondering where I am? Don't worry, I'm not really in the room, but I am with you. You might say I'm inside you. Well, inside your head, that is. Go ahead, try to move. You'll find that you can't. See? Well, I will release control back to you eventually. You think you can just leave me, use me, and forget about me? I don't think so. Those books on my shelf were not just for show or for some silly girl hobby. I can curse you. I'm going to curse you. You can't lie to me. I'm inside your mind. What's she gonna do? You're thinking. You'll see. But first, I see you've been busy. Fucking sluts, have you? Yes, of course I can see those memories. I can even make you feel them again. Like that cute, freckled redhead you tricked the other night. She was good, wasn't she? Oh, yes. The way she went down on you. Her fiery red hair bobbing up and down in front of you. Can you feel it? Feel her hot mouth around your throbbing cock. Her slippery, warm tongue swirling around your head, slathering it in her burning hot drool. It does feel nice, doesn't it? Made your cock nice and slippery for a hungry pussy. Did you like that look in her eyes? The mischievous look. I know you love that. And you loved her tight pussy as she fucked you. Can you feel it again? The hot, wet grip. All around your dick as she pumps in and out of her. Oh, look up at her. What a hot piece of ass. That fire red snatch milking you over and over again until you spurted your hot load up inside her. Not enough for you, though. I mean, days before you fucked your own teacher, like a little pig. Mrs. Leffler, was it? She came over to talk, but you used her charms on her like all the rest. Took her right there in the laundry room. You made the poor woman take it from behind, you fucking dog. Oh, but you couldn't wait to feel that experienced pussy slide over your fucking cock. Oh, I do see why. It feels incredible. She must have loved fucking your young, hard, throbbing cock, bouncing up and down on it. Oh, yeah, pressing back against you. That moist hole of hers sliding over your cock again and again and again, like a warm, living sleeve pulsing around you, stretching with every motion. And you even came inside her, you bastard. Now, how's she gonna explain that to Mr. Leffler? There's more. All these different girls, used by you and tossed away like a bunch of cum rags. Well, I was your most recent cum rag, and I think it's time you paid for this. See, I've cursed you. From now on, these memories, these women you have wronged, they'll flash in front of you, often, and you will have to jerk off. Have to jerk that cock of yours off to make the images go away. Well, that's not even the best part, you see. No matter what you do, you won't come again. That's right. Your worthless balls will just soak up all those little sperms over and over and over again, but they'll never be released. Unless it's inside me. End of this moment, I'm locking you out of my hot, warm, inviting pussy. Which is too bad because it's been getting so wet. Oh no. You can just lay there for the next few hours being mercilessly fucked by the ghosts of these soft, horny, hungry women. Feeling and experiencing the events over and over again. The smell of their hot flesh around you, the taste of womanly curves, and the feeling of soft lips gently pressing into your body as her undulating throat massages your undeserving cock in that burning tunnel of tight, wet sex. Oh, I can feel it. You're already about to come, aren't you? Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead and come. Oh, that feeling. I hope you enjoy those perpetual blue balls. You should get very comfortable with that because, unless I feel like it, you are never, ever coming again. You might be able to change my mind. Just kidding, prick. You'll be like this until you die. Bye now.